Praise God, everyone. It is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. We're so glad you have joined us today for this show. This is a very special day around here at Tan Talk 1340. Is it not, Cedric? We got a lot going on, don't we?
It is. It's a busy day.
It is a busy day. It's the memorial service at 5 o'clock, 2 hours from now, for the owner of the station, Dave Wagenvoord, and his widow Lola will be over at right here at, on the grounds, actually, at celebrating, aren't we, today at 5 o'clock.
Yep, and it is going to be a celebration because, you know, Dave had a... He had a great life.
You know, he did.
He had a life that a lot of people would be envious of.
Absolutely.
So yes.
It is. And 81 years old. And April 21st, he went from this life to the next. And we just thank God for him. He's been a real help to this show and a friend to us. We've been on the air now. We're in our eighth year here. Dave made that possible, and Lola, of course. And our condolences to the family. I guess we're going to meet some of them here in a few minutes after our show over at the memorial. And so we're looking forward to meeting the children, at least the sons, I believe, are here, right?
Yes.
Barry, Michael, and Sam?
Correct.
Okay. And so there's still time for you to come out and join us for the memorial. We would be happy to have anybody show up here, 5 o'clock, right here on the grounds behind, actually, it's kind of beside the station at the backyard of Naughty Nancy's restaurant. And so everybody's welcome, and we just love to have people show up.
Yep. When I pulled in, they have tents set up. They have it looks nice. They did a good job. I don't know who all set it up, but they did a good job.
And there are going to be some food and just a day of remembering Dave and all of his accomplishments. So we're proud to be a part of that, and proud to be on this station all these years. And love the family and love Lola, and Dave was quite a character. He was a good man. He was a good man.
And we'll have good fellowship with, you know, all the extended family here at the radio station.
At the radio station,
so It'll be good.
It'll be good. So that's what we're doing here in just 2 hours. We're glad you've joined us today on Living the Good Life, and we're going to really have a great show. I'm excited about this show, and some of you may be saying, Pastor, you're always excited about every show. Yes, I am, and it's just a joy to be on the air. Cedric, isn't it fun to be able to have this avenue that local people can be on the air that this family has afforded us?
Yes.
You know?
Yes. It's not one of a kind in the country, but it's definitely one of a kind in this area.
It certainly is. Yes. And the other AM stations involved with this, Dade City, Zephyr Hills, and the different areas that this show goes on and that all of this programming does. It's just great. It's just,
yes.
And the live streaming, we always remind people of that. You can go to your computer right now and go to www.tantalk1340.com. And it's live streamed, but also I think the TuneIn radio app is fantastic, isn't it?
TuneIn is great. And, you know, people have told me, have reported back to me recently that TuneIn is also archiving the shows. So
fantastic.
If for some reason, you know, the server's down for Beacon of Hope,
right?
There's podcasts, I've been told, are available on TuneIn as well.
Okay. So go and download.
Cool.
That's cool. I mean, technology these days is just amazing what we do. And you record the show as we're doing it, and then you get it to me right away. We get it on our website. We have, even though we're getting ready to hit our 400th show this fall, we have at least 300 of them on our website because we have a big server. So, you know, and it's good. You can just go there and listen if you miss a show, if you want to catch up on a certain topic, because we put the topics there and who's on the show with me every time. So kind of fun.
And, you know, for a lot of people like me, it's probably, you know, some people like me, at least, this is church for me.
Exactly.
You know, this show especially.
Exactly.
So,
yes. And so that's what it is. This day and age, people are much more likely to tune in to a show like this than to get up and go to church, perhaps. You know,
that's possible.
It's the way it is. So we thank God for this opportunity, you know, and I want to publicly thank Lola. And of course, Dave was the one I initially contacted 7-8 years ago. So it's just exciting to be on this air. So God bless each of you. We're going to have a great show. We're going to start with a song that really says a lot. It's by the group Hillsong. I love this song, Show Me Your Ways. And that is really going to set the tone for what we're going to talk about today. The Hillsong group is a major, wonderful group in this new Christian music that we hear a lot. Show Me Your Ways. God, I love that song. Show me your ways, Father. That is what we want. We want God to show us how to live each day in victory and live each day facing the situations that we all have in our lives, but yet doing it in a way that gives God the glory. Betty, are you on the air with me? Betty Thomas from Connersville, Indiana, part of our radio team.
Yes, Betty Thomas in Connersville is here.
Connersville, Indiana. Yes, how's the weather up there? We're getting a little bit of, I don't know, it's threatening. Humidity is horrible here today. Woo!
Well, it's very nice here. It's if you'd like a weather report, it's breezy and balmy here in Indiana.
Breezy and balmy.
Yeah, approximately 75 degrees.
Ooh.
Wind out of the northeast at 3 miles an hour.
Oh, very
enjoying
good.
Enjoying the sunshine.
Wow. I tell you, you could be one of those weather people, Betty. I mean, all right. So
yeah, just on the radio, man, but not on television.
All right. Okay. Well, you know what? On the radio today, we are going to be talking about some very important things, how we get through our day. And I think a lot of people struggle day after day because of, you know, maybe just fear of facing certain things in their lives. Anxiety is a big weapon, and we are going to talk today about how not to succumb to that anxiety and the pressure that our lives put on us on a daily basis, and what to do so that when you get to the end of the day, you lay your head on the pillow and you go, okay, thank you, God, that was good. You know, that was really good. We've got some great scripture here. We're going to start in Luke 9. And did you want to comment on any of that that I just said, Betty?
Well, I think that you have hit on a subject that all of us are either facing now or have faced in the past. And I think that today's show will be a representation of how to overcome those circumstances in our life that just seem to, you know, bum us out.
Yes,
Make us think that, you know, life's not worth living, you know.
Right.
But, you know, each day that we get up and we take a breath, we need to thank God that he gave us another day to rejoice.
Amen.
In him.
Amen. And for those that are tuning in live right now, the day is only, what, about half over? So you can still have some victory times coming up in your life yet today if you're having one of those days where things are just not going very well. So listen to the Word of God, because that's our source. That's our inspiration. In fact, our theme at Beacon of Hope is and always has been where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. So here we go. Let's go to Luke 9 and verse 18. One time when Jesus was off praying by himself, his disciples nearby, they were nearby him, he asked them, "What are the crowds saying about me, about who I am?" You know, Betty, I think that there's a lot of people who will go, you know, who is God anyway? What are people saying about God? They said, the disciples said, well, some people think you're John the Baptist. Others say maybe you're Elijah. Still others say that maybe you're one of the prophets from long ago that's come back. And then in verse 20 of Luke 9, Jesus says, "And you, what are you saying about me? Who am I?" Betty, I think this is a question for today. What are you saying about God? Are you saying that God is just, you know, he's there and occasionally you talk to him, but you're not that interested in a relationship with him? What do you say about him? Are you saying that he is amazing and constantly with you? What, you know, do you know what I'm saying, Betty? I think this is a really good question that Jesus poses, that we pose today on the air. What do you say about God? Who is he to you?
He's my everything.
I knew you were going to say that word, everything.
You can't really put it any more plainer than that, because, you know, we were talking this past week of, you know, the things that we have faced in the last few weeks, and
right.
It's like, where would we have been without him?
Yes,
what?
Yes.
Even though the circumstances seemed almost overwhelming,
right.
For lack of another vocabulary word, where would we have been without him? You know,
amen.
He carries us. He lets us know every day, just, you know, by the sunshine, what I said a few minutes ago, by the breath that we take.
Yes.
That we take so much for granted. And he's there for us. He's been there all the time. He's with us all every day, all the time. And through the power of his Holy Spirit, we have that available to us. So if you don't know him and you can't say who is he, make a dedication today to find out who he is.
Absolutely. You've tuned into the right show today, right? I love what Peter answers. Peter says, "You're the Messiah of God." And the Messiah, of course, was the Savior that was predicted hundreds and hundreds of years before Jesus ever came to this earth. The prophets wrote that a Messiah was coming. The Son of God was coming. And Peter recognizes him as the Messiah. And then Jesus says to them, that's okay, you don't have to tell everybody that. I think Jesus loves us to figure out for ourselves that we need God, that he is the Messiah, that Jesus is the Son of God, died on a cross for us, that he is God. Megan, you're joining us right now from a campsite up there, aren't you?
I am, and if you hear some horses neighing in the background, I apologize. I can't get away from them.
You're at horse camp, I hear, whatever that is. I don't know. Some people send their kids to, you know, summer vacation camp or church camp, but you're at horse camp.
We're at a horse camp, just roughing it and being around some equine and enjoying Memorial Day weekend.
That's pretty cool.
It's beautiful.
That's pretty cool. Greetings to your husband, Ben, and little Andrew. And this is interesting, I think, here, Megan, that Jesus wanted to know what people were saying about him. Jesus cares what we are saying about him. God wants to know, what are we saying? Are we saying, I serve the risen Savior? I serve a God who is with me all the time, 24/7, 360. He's always there. Or are we saying, you know, I'm mad at God. I'm concerned because I don't hear from God. You know, what Jesus wanted to know, what are people saying about me? And I find this interesting. Let's go on with verse 22, and then I'm going to get back with you too. He went on and he said, it is necessary. I like these next two or three sentences in verse 22 of Luke 9. He said, he tells them what is about to happen. He says, it is necessary that the Son of Man is going to proceed to an ordeal of suffering, be tried and found guilty by the religious leaders, high priests, and religion scholars. Be killed and on the third day be raised up alive. I love the fact that Jesus says, here's what's going to happen, guys. I am the Messiah. You got it right, Peter. You know, Peter, yeah, you hit it right there. Now, here's what's going to happen to the Messiah. I love that he gives them exact instructions, although it seems like a short time later, none of them remembered what was about to happen. Well, Betty, comment on that, and then we'll go to Megan on that. Don't you love the fact that he gave specific instructions what was going to happen?
Yes, and that's what he does. That's the kind of teacher that he is that he wants us to, you know, he'll give you a lesson plan, or he'll give you a parable, or he'll give you a word of knowledge.
Right.
And he wants you to study it.
Right.
He wants you to get it down deep into your heart so that if you need it, you can pull that out of your little library and say, okay, this is what he told me on this and this,
right,
such and such date. So, yeah, he tells us ahead of time.
Yes, he does.
So we can be prepared.
So we can be prepared. Megan, comment on that, because I find it very interesting that he lays out the plan for the next short time there and what was going to happen exactly.
Well, you know, if you want the greatest teacher that's ever lived, that's Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
And, you know, amen. It's just like those disciples. He gave them the plan.
Right.
He gave them the game plan of what was going to happen. But like you said, when the time came, they didn't even remember what he told them.
Right.
And it's like, you know, I've always thought that God gives me these little tidbits of information as I go through my day. And I've always said something about being a CSI, a Christ-seeking investigator, because...
A CSI. What do you mean?
A CSI, a Christ-seeking investigator.
A Christ-speaking investigator. All right, now we know what Megan is. She's a CSI. All right, okay.
Because I get things throughout my day,
mm-hmm.
but it's up to me to seek him out.
That's right.
And to be taught and to learn, and I don't want to say the lessons, but to be taught the lessons of...
Right.
of his grace and his compassion and his love. That's why he wanted to know what people were saying about him. Were they turning their back on him?
Right.
Or were they turning towards him?
Yes. And I agree with you entirely. And I love the fact that Jesus told him the plan. And I think so often we go through life, Betty, thinking that God really doesn't talk to us and tell us, you know, what his plan is for us. And yet, the scripture reveals that the Holy Spirit does communicate with us, lead us, and guide us. And we're going to talk about that today. God wants to talk to you more, dear listener, than you have ever realized. Talk to me, Betty.
Well, he does. And the fact is that sometimes we don't turn our ears on, so to speak, and we don't use our eyes to read his word.
Right.
We don't hear what the Spirit is saying to us because we're so busy in this, you know, our daily life. We're so busy, concerned, worried, doubt, and fear about all the circumstances that are going in our lives,
right,
that we don't actually give him a chance to talk to us. Or, like myself, I talk way too much and I don't give him a chance to talk. But when I hear that still small voice,
yes,
I listen, because he's trying to talk to me. He's trying to tell me, Betty, get more into my word and listen.
Amen.
And I want to do that because I want to please him more
Amen.
So than I want to please anyone else. And it's just taking a few minutes to read his word, starting at the beginning of your day, can make all the difference in your day.
All the difference in the world, because he talks to us. This is one of the ways God speaks to us, through the words that are found right here in our Bible. You know, God so often encourages me. I just, a few minutes in the Word, and I feel my anxiety level lessening and the peace invading me. Can you attest to that, Megan?
Oh, can I? I mean, you know, when I lost Grayson, you know, I never fretted, because every moment that I felt anxious or I felt fear, I just said the name Jesus,
yeah.
because he knew my heart.
Exactly.
And I didn't have to sit there and, you know, have this big spiel to tell him, because he sees our innermost hearts.
He yes, he does.
He knows how we're feeling. He is the only person that could read your mind, if you want to say that. And, you know, we recently just found out also that my dog is critically ill and will probably have to be put to sleep early this next week.
And, oh, wow.
You know, it's one of those times where it's like, you know, Lord, here I am. I just lost my son and now I'm going to lose my dog.
Right.
And,
tough
you know,
time.
It's normal to have moments where you question, why is this happening?
Right.
You're not questioning
sure.
God. You're just questioning why it's happening.
Right.
But that's when we need to learn to realize that we need to turn to the Word. We need to turn and just say, Lord, lead me where you want me to go in the Bible and minister and read these words to me. And you know what? Every time that I say that, he does that. Because mm-hmm. when I was creating some invitations for Grayson's Celebration of Life party, I was looking through the Bible and I was led to 1 Samuel.
Oh.
And I can't remember the exact scripture. I'll have to look it up and tell you here in a minute. But it said, basically in my own words, that I dedicated this child to you, and
right.
this child will be forever dedicated
Amen.
To you.
Amen.
And it was just that moment that I needed to see those words, because it's exactly what I had done.
Right.
So, you know, in your time of need, don't turn and you know, dwell in your sorrow. Turn and grab the Bible, or grab your closest spiritual friend and talk with them. And
Amen.
You'll be surprised how much you'll be ministered through to just like me, just that one little
Oh,
sentence.
Amen. Well, that's a huge point. Look at verse 23, because it goes along with what you just said. After Jesus tells him what's going to happen to him, he turns the attention and says, here's what's going to happen to you. I kind of like this, because God does forewarn us different times of things that to come. Sometimes we just have a sense that, okay, this is coming down, and God, I don't know how I can get through this, and yet he gives you the peace, he gives you the strength, he gives you the joy in the midst of it. And this is what he does. And in verse 23 of Luke 9, then he tells them what they can expect for themselves. And he says this, anyone who intends to come with me has to let me lead. And the key word for today is lead. That last week, our key word was delight. You know, we really worked that. If you missed last week's show, go and listen to it, because it was a delight to do that show about that word. Today, it's all about lead. And Jesus is very clear here. Anyone who intends to come with me needs and has to let me lead. You're not in the driver's seat. I am. Whoa, that, what a huge concept, Betty. What a huge concept. Don't we all as humans think we're in the driver's seat?
Oh yeah, we want to drive our own car. I have
yeah.
daughter that likes to drive.
Is that true, Megan? Is that true, Megan?
But it's because he wants to drive, because he knows the road better than we do.
Yes.
And he knows the path that we're going down.
Mm-hmm.
So why not let him drive? He's got, he made the law. He obeys
right.
the law.
Right.
He gives us instruction on where he's taking us. But a lot of times it's just not quick enough for us.
Right.
we want it quicker than what he delivers us, but he knows way on down the road there might be some curves or there might be some detours, and he may take us the long way around, but actually, Pastor and Megan, it's the better way around.
Exactly. It is. I love this. You're not in the driver's seat. I am. Don't run from suffering. Embrace it. Oh, wow. Megan, talk to us.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's huge, isn't it? Right there. That's just huge.
It's huge because for 9.5 months when you're, or 10 months when you're pregnant,
right,
you are unable to see the outcome of your child without the, you know, interpretation of an ultrasound by a doctor.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
with my situation is, with Grayson, it was sorrow.
Oh,
the entire
sure.
time was sorrow. But through that entire time, I embraced it.
Right.
I enjoyed my pregnancy. I praised God through the entire thing. And, you know, even though that the outcome was not what we wanted,
right,
it was necessary. And
yeah.
because we are seeing the necessary results now after his passing as to what the plan truly is for
right.
us. And
exactly.
what's going to continue to go on. So even in the midst of any kind of storm that you're in, there's joy in sorrow. And I know
Woo!
People probably think that that's insane, but I am here to tell you, I've been through it, and I can preach it, and I can tell you, there's joy through sorrow, no matter what you're going through.
Well, it's the process does work in us when we
yeah.
are suffering, you know? Some of you out there in Radio Land today may be suffering. Maybe you've lost somebody dear to you. Maybe you are just medically, you're not well, whatever, and in some way emotionally you're suffering. But God would say to you today, let him do the work in you during this time of suffering so that you become more like Jesus, so that you learn to rest in him and his goodness, his faithfulness to you. Take his healing, whatever. Betty, talk to us about this. Embrace the suffering. This is rather drastic, don't you think, for a lot of people to hear those words? And these are the words of Jesus. So, I mean, come on. He knows what he's talking about.
Well, yes, he does. what he says, he will do.
Right.
And if he's promised you something, hold on to those promises.
Right.
Embrace it. Even though you may think you're suffering, but you know what? There's someone worse off than you are.
Amen. Right.
And we got the news about Sadie.
The dog.
My first grand dog.
Yeah.
I am a Mimi, you know.
Right.
And I wanted to run.
Right.
I just wanted to run away because
right.
I say, how can you do this? How can you do this? And how could you do this? And
yeah.
he said, embrace my love.
Right.
Embrace me so that I can reinstitute the joy in your life.
Amen. Amen.
Because when I said I wanted to run away, you know what that gave the devil? A foothold.
That's right.
To say, okay, he's not going to do it. He's gonna leave you, and you're going to be in pain the rest of your life.
Right.
But I had that. The Holy Spirit got a hold of me really quick after
mm-hmm.
I did my screaming and ranting and raving.
Right.
And he said, be still and know that I am God.
Amen. Amen.
And that's when I just lost it. I mean, I completely lost it because I had wanted to run away. I didn't want any more suffering.
Right.
I didn't want, sorry. We don't want pain.
No, we don't.
Because it hurts.
It hurts. We don't like it.
It hurts really deep down inside, and I'm sure that family that lost their Dave there from the radio,
yes,
that they went through
right.
pain and suffering.
Sure.
But you know what? Joy comes in the morning.
It does. It does.
And it may take us a couple of mornings to get through it.
Yeah.
But you know what? He brings us through. And you know what? We're stronger. We're more intense about our relationship
yeah.
with him.
Right.
And we want to stay closer to him. Because when we get out and start doing our own thing, life becomes a rocking boat.
It does.
Storm.
Oh, it does. Overwhelming sometimes. And you know, what you're saying right here goes along with this next phrase here in this verse. Jesus said, follow me and I'll show you how. How to what? How to embrace suffering. Okay? And he says, self-help is no help at all. Self-sacrifice is the way, my way to finding yourself and your true self. So as we say, okay, Lord, and how many times have we said this, Betty and Megan, in the last few weeks? Not my will, but thine be done.
Amen.
Isn't that the essence of embracing suffering and knowing that even though it's painful to let go of loved ones, including our animals on this earth, and it is, even though it's hard to lose jobs, lose friendships, lose relationships, in the process of that, God is doing a deeper work down on the inside of us where we are learning to trust Him in the middle of the painful, stormy time. Megan, talk to me about that.
Well, doesn't it, I don't have my Bible on me where I'm at, but doesn't it further down a little bit into Luke, doesn't it say daily to pick up your cross?
Yeah, it does.
And let Him lead you?
Right.
And, you know, if I didn't do that, then I would be in a corner with a box of tissues, a complete wreck.
Well, tell me what it means to take up your cross, Megan.
What it means to take up your cross is to take all of your suffering, everything that you've been through and everything that you're going to go through, and that you are going to walk forward with courage, and you're going to let the Lord lead you.
Amen.
Without wandering aimlessly through the woods.
Yes.
You're going to follow directly behind Him, because He is your ultimate leader. He will not steer you wrong. Even though that my family has had such horrible suffering, we know where Grayson is, and now I know where my dog is going to go.
Sure.
She's going to go, and she's going to go play with my son.
Right.
And she's going to be waiting just up there with him.
Right.
For me.
Right.
Because I'll tell you what, there is no place that I want to be when I leave this earth is in heaven with all of with the Lord and with all of my family.
Oh.
I don't want to be anywhere else. And you know what? Sometimes I don't know if it would take a serious situation to happen to someone, but with death, that is the most frightening thing on this earth is death.
Right.
And I'm here to tell you, the place you want to be is in eternity. So
exactly.
It's time to take a turn and come around and come behind the ultimate leader.
It's really true. You know, the last couple of days, one of our people, Donna, her dad, Gil, went to be with the Lord during the night, Friday night. And I was saying this morning, you know, this was a dear man, a very important part of our congregation, used to love to come to Bible study, brought his iPad. He's 80-something and brought his iPad, and he would read different translations, you know, on his iPad, you know, when he was in Bible study. Just cracked me up. And, you know, just how cool is that? But years ago when I first met Gil, I talked to him about the Lord, and I asked him if he knew Jesus as his personal Savior, and he said, yes, I do. I have a relationship with God, and I know Him. He's my Lord and Savior. And I remember that conversation very distinctly, and it was joy. It was with joy that his daughter and I and different family members and Pastor Jim and Ray and some of the others, we were praying that he would just be released into the arms of Jesus. And that's what happened very peacefully the other night. And we knew where he is. We know because we've had that conversation. And it's a joyful thing, even though ones behind suffer, and we do, and we miss those who go before us. We do. Whether it's a child, whether it's your dog, whether it's your father, whether it's your mother, we miss those who go before. But Jesus is saying, let me teach you how to get through this. This is what the point I'm trying to get to, Betty and Megan, that he is saying, you know what? Embrace the suffering, because it's in the suffering that you will learn to let go of what you wanted it to be.
That's right.
What you thought it should be. And just submit to what God decided in this situation. Talk to me about that, Betty.
I think in that situation, as I did, it takes a total surrender.
Yeah.
Because we think we give it to Him.
Right.
But we actually don't. And when we, whether you do it at an altar, whether you do it in the bed that you're laying in, or if you do it in your car, you do it on the lawnmower, there comes a point in time when you can't carry much more on
right.
your shoulders.
Sure.
Because it becomes a burden. You don't mm-hmm. want to socialize with people anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even want to talk to people about what you're going through because in some instances, maybe you're embarrassed.
Or depressed or discouraged
or
mad at God.
Or worried or fear or you hate God. You mm-hmm. know, he's the reason why you're in this situation.
Sure.
But there's that ultimate peace.
Yes.
That
Woo.
Comes from total surrender when you say, God, I can't take this any longer. And that's what he did. He took our burdens.
Yes.
When he sacrificed himself on the cross, he took our burdens. He took our cares. He took our healing. He took our suffering with him. He went through everything that we're going through at this point in time
right.
so that he would know how it felt and how he would be able to best minister to each and every one of us individually.
Absolutely. And therefore, he is qualified. I love back up in verse, I don't know, is it 23 of Luke 9? He says, anyone who intends to come with me has to let me lead.
Let me lead. Yep.
You're not in the driver's seat, I am. You know, Megan, talk to us about this, because it is, he will lead us through the sorrow. He will lead us into a place of peace, don't you think?
Absolutely. And I can't describe to you the peace. I mean, there's hardly very many words that I could put with the peace that I was given and still am being given about losing my child.
Right.
It's, but unless you surrender and you could break it down and talk about surrender as the fact that all of the thoughts that you have, the negativity, the I don't want to do this, that's where the surrender comes in, is you shut off, basically shut off that part of your brain and those negative thoughts. And once you do that, then you hear the voice of the Savior.
Yes.
Then you hear, and then you can bask in the peace.
Oh.
But until you do that, until you tell him and until he sees your heart that you are being true about mm-hmm. giving him the go-ahead to take the lead or to take the steering wheel.
That's right.
He will wait on you until you do it. He will be right there, and he's right there right now. All he's saying is say the word or let me see your, you know, show it to me in your heart. And I'm right here ready to be the pilot instead of the co-pilot.
You know, this is such a huge point. I hope our listeners are getting this, because what this generation and our society that we live in at this time point in time, what people tend to do with the anxious moments, the sadness, the grief, the overwhelming despair is to bury it with substance abuse, with alcohol abuse, with maybe dangerous living or whatever, anything to try to escape feeling those feelings. Do you know what I'm saying? Betty, talk to me about that, because I think this is huge. And we're going to James chapter 1 here in just a minute, but we got a song to do that's really going to help. But let's let Betty make her point about this before we do to that. Go to that song.
Well, in the verse it says, don't, that means do not, run from suffering.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
That's as plain as the nose on my face.
Right.
Is do not run from suffering. Because what happens is that we put up a block.
Yeah.
We put up walls. And wall after wall after wall can come up. There can, what you were talking about, you know, drug addiction, alcohol addiction.
Right.
Physical abuse of a spouse
right.
or a partner. Whatever. You're trying to do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to walk down that road by yourself.
Right.
The Lord does not want you to have to walk down a road by yourself.
That's right.
He doesn't want you to be alone. He is there for you no matter what your circumstances are. If you're embarrassed, if you're hurt, if you're you just can't stand up, just call on the name of Jesus, because he is there, and he is willing to work and do whatever it needs to get you back on the road where you need to be.
Woo. Okay. So we are taught in the Word to praise God in the midst of whatever it is. Listen to Blessed Be Your Name. There are good things that happen on some of our days and some more difficult things. Blessed Be Your Name.
us in this great assembly. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Blessed be your name.
Blessed be your name in a land that is plentiful, where the streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to bless. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. The sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Praise. Pray. Praise God. Blessed be your name. No matter what we're going through the hard times and the good times. Betty, didn't that song speak to everything we were just talking about?
Oh, heavens, yes, and got your toe a-tapping.
It does. That's a great song. We love it. Yeah, it really is. And, just an amazing reminder that no matter what it is we're going through, good times, bad times, times of despair, times of fear, times of suffering, when we are praising God in the midst of whatever is going on, God absolutely leads us into a better place. I'm reminded of Psalm 23 today. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. That's what he does for us. Talk to me about that, Betty, and then we'll go to Megan on that.
Well, that, you know, that 23rd Psalm is from the Old Testament. So
right.
It was given to people, you know, thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
And it's still true today.
Right.
Because even though people lived back then, they still had the same feelings that we do today.
Absolutely.
You know, the fear, condemnation, you know, starvation.
Right.
I mean, it was probably more random things that they felt, but Jesus took care of all of that.
Right.
He gives us that peace that passes all understanding. He gives us the comfort that no one else can give.
Amen.
And it's through his Holy Spirit that
yes.
ministers to us.
Yes.
And He takes away our pain. He takes
he
away the sin. It takes away the hurting. It takes away the grief
right.
that we face sometimes on a daily basis. It just depends on our circumstances.
Right.
But he offers us a way out.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And he reminds us that no matter what it is we're going through, he, if we allow him to lead, he's going to lead us beside still waters. Talk to me about that, Megan, because it's a matter of allowing him to lead us into a place of peace and joy, even though we're in the middle of a very difficult, trying time, right?
Exactly. And it's like I heard at church this morning. If we would let the Lord in our lives, like we let our friends and our family in our lives, bring, you know, everybody comes over for dinner, we talk to him on the phone, you know, we tell him our deepest secrets.
Sure.
If we would let God in our lives like that,
right,
then we would experience walking beside the still waters.
Yes.
We would experience the peace.
Right.
And, you know, life here on earth is not going to be easy,
mm-hmm,
because we see that through Jesus dying on the cross. Life is not easy, and that's the way that it is, but we have all of the promises, just like in the Psalms that you just read. We have all of the promises,
yes,
of a better today, a better tomorrow, and a better future, as long as we let him do the leading. We have to stop trying to control everything that goes on in our lives,
right,
and in other people's, because, you know, when you let go, and just like I said earlier, when you let go of your control,
right,
and you let go of your pride, and you let the Heavenly Father step in, and you give him all the trust that you've ever given,
right,
you will be surprised at the amount and the immensity of peace that will be given into your life.
Right. And it is really, it does boil down to learning to lean on him and let him lead. Betty, talk to us about this as we go to James chapter 1 for a couple verses.
Well, I think, you know, another word we can say is that the Lord gives us security.
Yes.
He makes us feel secure. And even though we feel like we might be walking on a tightrope with certain circumstances or situations in our lives, he's our safety net.
Right.
And we have to be able to, it's a saying, let go and let God.
Right, but it's true, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We've got to let him be the engine that drives us forward.
Right.
And we've got to stay in drive.
Right.
We don't want to go in reverse, because we're going to all go back to Egypt if we put it in reverse.
That's
and go
true.
Backwards.
That's right.
No, we don't want to do that. We want to go forward.
Yes. And amen.
Who better mechanic, who better person to have your GPS centered into than Jesus himself?
Well, amen. And so if he's leading, then we've got to listen to what he says about these times of suffering in our lives. He says, embrace it and allow him to lead us through it. And so looking at James 1 verse 2, consider it a sheer gift. I love that in the Message Bible. Some translations say consider it joy. So joy, there's a gift involved. Friends, when, not if, tests and challenges come at you. It's when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. Because, guys, we live in this world and we're going to have all kinds of tests and challenges. That's why Jesus said, learn to embrace the suffering and let me lead you through it. I love what Psalm 23 says in verse 4, I think it is. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Why do I fear no evil? Because God is right there with us, taking us through it. And it says right here in James 1, 2, you know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors.
Oh,
your
my
faith life. I love the way it says that in the Message Bible. Betty, talk to me about that, and then we'll go to Megan.
Faith life.
Faith life.
Faith life. Love it.
Love it, yeah.
We've got to walk by faith.
Yeah.
We've got to trust in the Lord with all of our might.
We do.
Soul and being, because he's walked it before.
Right.
Who better knows the path than he himself?
Exactly.
If he's walked that path, you say, well, you don't understand, and I can hear myself fighting this, you know, several weeks ago. but you don't understand my situation.
Right.
I'm in this situation, and I just want to stay here. And why? And I thought to myself, and the Lord prompted me, why do you want to stay where you are?
Right.
Don't you want to grow?
Right.
Don't you want to be more mature in your actions and your ways? Don't you want your testimony to be true? Don't you want your testimony to be one that will give someone a faith life?
A faith?
And it's like...
That's it, right there.
A faith life is right there, and it's... He doesn't, you know what, Pastor and Megan, he doesn't force us to do
it. No, he does not. This is choice.
No, it's our choice what we do. So if you're laying in bed,
right,
and you don't want to get up, the Lord tells you to get up, take
right.
up your mat and walk.
Absolutely.
If you're in a situation where you're fearful of being harmed, get out of it.
Right.
He's giving you a choice to walk out that door. He's ringing the doorbell. He's ringing the doorbell right now saying, come with me.
Amen.
Follow me. Let me lead you into the promised land. Let me show you that there's life outside of what you're living now.
Amen.
You don't need alcohol. You don't need drugs. You don't need to be beat up every day. You don't need to be downtrodden. You don't need to be talked to. The way that you're being talked to, listen to me and let me talk to you and let me show you
Amen.
What faith life is about.
Woo! So the next sentence says, and you're right on there, Betty Thomas, so don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature and well-developed and not deficient in any way. Megan, talk to me. That is very strong. We try to get out of pain. We take painkillers to get out of pain. Mm-hmm. We take, as we said earlier, sometimes people abuse alcohol or drugs to get out of pain. We try our best to divert our attention. Some people shop. I know people who shop to get out of pain. And seriously, I know people like that who shop to get out of pain, and if they can spend money, there is a natural high. I think I mentioned this a week or two ago on the show, because this is as big a problem as people who do other things to get out of pain. So anyway, talk to me, Megan, about that. I mean, seriously, I love what he says. Don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way.
That, you know, that is a very strong sentence, because just like before I knew I was pregnant,
right.
I was trying to use fitness to alter my day, because there is a natural endorphin release when you
That's true. That's right.
But it's only all, and just like shopping, I used to do the same thing. When I hurt, I would
I was talking about
better.
You and was hoping that you would catch on that this was you.
I caught that on.
True. I didn't even
Way
know
to
that.
Put that in. No, I know. No, but it's a temporary high, Pastor.
Yes, it is.
It's not a long-lasting medical-induced release pill of any kind. It's not
right.
going to work.
Right.
The only thing that's going to work is the Lord.
Amen.
Because before I found out I was pregnant, like I said, I was into fitness. I thought that that would give me what I needed to get through my day. I
right.
was wrong. So, you know, through what I went through with losing my child, Grayson, and here I am on the flip side, I was telling my mom this the other day. I through that whole entire thing, I praised God. I worshiped Him through the whole entire thing, because, you know, I was hurting. My heart was hurting. But when I would praise the Lord and when I would give Him my day, it was a totally different environment. And here, just as that scripture says, on the other side of what I just came out of, I am a more mature Christian.
Right.
I can feel it. The faith life, instead of the salt life that's on your car, we
right.
need to have the faith life.
Faith life,
and,
don't we? Yes,
yeah.
yes.
And, you know, that is on the back of my van. I have faith on the back of my van.
Praise God.
Because that is what defines me as a Christian.
Praise God.
That's what lets people know who I believe in and what my standards are. It's
right.
God.
Right.
That's who I am. That's
yeah.
the only person that defines me. Not drugs,
Woo.
Not shopping.
Okay, I agree with you entirely. So, Betty, let it do its work so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. Don't you think there are times that we do not allow God to do the work he wants to do in us while we're going through whatever it is because we just want to escape it so quickly? Please, God, let me out of this mess of pain I'm in.
Oh, you know, when Megan was talking, the fixes that we use are exactly what she says. They're temporary.
Yeah, they are.
They are only temporary. What people want to do is a drug addict.
Yeah.
It's a quick fix.
Right.
And sometimes, Pastor and Megan, there are no quick fixes.
No, absolutely.
We have to, because what I have learned for I've gone through, I can't speak for anyone else, but it has made me a stronger Christian.
Right.
It's made me a stronger believer in Christ. And when Megan was talking about praising God, I could tell when she was in the Word, I could tell that she had been praising God.
Right.
I can tell that she was stronger and more mature after Grayson's passing than she's ever been in her entire life.
Right, exactly.
Because it
I can, too.
She became dependent.
Yes.
On a much stronger power than what any alcohol or painkiller could ever administer.
Amen.
Or deliver. And we have to learn from our mistakes because that makes us stronger.
Right.
And I want to grow and be stronger with each passing day.
Amen.
And that's what you want as a pastor for parishioners and the people that listen to the radio show or whoever you contact in real estate.
Right, sure.
Is that you want them to walk in victory.
Right.
And the only way that we can do that is to in-depth ourselves into the Word.
Yes.
And saturate. And I don't mean just, you know, a sprinkle here and there. We have got to saturate ourselves now, especially because the day of evil is here, people.
Right.
And if you can't feel it, you better open your eyes.
Yeah.
Because we felt it. I know Megan has felt it, and I think you have too, is we felt the pressure. It's the pressure of this world that come upon us.
Sure.
That we have got to be so dependent. Now, this has to be a permanent situation, not a temporary, but permanent.
It does.
Permanent
it does.
Is we've got to keep our eyes totally focused on Jesus.
Amen. Woo, we got to go to station ID and we'll come back in our second hour. Don't go anywhere. Living the Good Life, Beacon of Hope.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
It's good to hear Dave's voice still there on those. That's great. Today at 5 o'clock, 1 hour from now, is the memorial service, Cedric, for Dave Wagenvoord.
And a brief update. I just came in from outside, and it is starting to fill up.
Okay.
People are arriving, and so that's a good sign, because I'm hoping to see a whole lot of people here.
Yes, absolutely. Everybody's welcome, right?
Absolutely. Open to the public.
And there will be food?
There will be food. It looks like it, at least. I mean, I don't want to say the wrong thing, but it looks like there's food. I see some coolers out there, so
okay.
I think it's going to be fun
today at 5 o'clock. And what better way to do to celebrate the life of Dave? And you know, I think that you know we're going to do that for Megan's little baby Grayson in July.
That's right.
Celebrate his life, and I think that this is what God wants us to do when somebody passes into eternity, is to celebrate who they were and what they did. And in this baby's case, Grayson's done so much already, ministering to so many people through his life and death.
And most importantly, they're still with us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Amen.
They still are. The memories, all of it, it's still here.
And they never left.
No. So we thank God for Dave and also for Lola and the family and the celebration that we're about to have here on the grounds of Tan Talk Radio in just a few moments at 5 o'clock, actually. So if you're in the area and want to join us, please come on down and celebrate with us the life of Dave Wagenford. So as far as who we are Beacon of Hope Ministries. This show is called Living the Good Life. We're in our 8th year on the air. Dave made that possible a long time ago. And we will celebrate our 400th show in November, which we are very excited about that. That'll be party day around here, Cedric, for our 400th show. Yeah, it's definitely. Betty and Megan, you got to plan on getting down here at that time, I'll tell you. Because this will be an exciting adventure for us as we hit the 400 mark. So I'm Pastor Marcia. Betty and Megan are with us today. We have a radio team that join me every Sunday. They rotate and take turns based on their schedules, etc. And we have at least 300 shows on our website. Website address is www.bohm. That stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. So bohmglobal.com. We are a global ministry. People can write prayer requests, Betty. Prayers at bohmglobal.com. Who can use that email?
Anyone.
There you go.
Anybody. From Seattle to Singapore.
And they do.
It's open. It's open. It's open to anyone that needs a touch or needs right. an answered prayer from God.
Absolutely. And we encourage people. It doesn't matter day or night. That's the beauty of email. If you're struggling in the middle of the night, you can't sleep, write a prayer. Now, it probably won't get sent out till the next day to the prayer team. But if you want to be a part of an active prayer team that is affecting lives, we have had so many answers to prayer in the years that we've been doing this since 06. But especially lately, Betty and Megan, it seems like God is moving, answering prayers. He is sustaining people through difficult times, which this show is about. And he is giving us a purpose and a reason for living. And we're excited about what God is doing and the answered prayer that's happening all the time.
Amen. Amen. I guess that's one of the things about being a prayer warrior is that you see the fruits of your labor.
Yes, you do. Yes.
Maybe we don't see them immediately, but eventually they come to pass, and it is so rewarding.
I mean, it
just makes you want to shout.
It does.
When there's been a prayer answered, because God is still in the miracle-working business.
Oh, he is.
And I can't wait in the next few years to see more miracle signs and wonders.
Amen.
Especially with our young people.
Yes.
Coming up, you know, our next generation, we want them to be so filled with the Spirit and filled with power and give that, you know, extended hand, be the harvest hands to
right.
bring all of the people in. So when the Lord comes back, we all go up and no one is left.
Wouldn't
Amen. That be awesome?
Amen. And, you know, there are so many out there that are hurting. I want to mention this. We recently, one of our members, she's been a part of our church for 3 years, and it's kind of an exciting day for us. We celebrated today. Her sons were all there, et cetera. But Angel Bosco, but I believe she's going back to her maiden name, Falzone, just became Dr. Falzone this week.
Woo!
And that's huge. And finished her PhD, got it done. And she's a licensed mental health counselor now, a PhD in counseling, and works for DCF and is just an amazing counselor. Very reasonable rates. If you need a counselor in your life and you need somebody, she operates out of her office at our facility, Beacon of Hope Ministries, at the corner of Drew and 19. And you can call her, and I'm going to give you that number. If you have a pen and you want to write this down, you can contact Dr. Falzone at 727-501-6557. I'm going to give you that again if you're just grabbing a pen. Reasonable rates. She wants to help you, and we are so pleased to have her as our staff counselor, fully licensed, and now Dr. Falzone. And that number again, 727-501-6557. Also, she and her partner Mary are going to be hosting our Labor Day party tomorrow at Sand Key Beach. And we always, did I say Labor Day? Memorial Day. All right, I'm ahead just a couple months there. Memorial Day, we have a beach party at these different holidays, and we will actually be water baptizing out at San Key tomorrow. We will have a pavilion. Mary will be cooking, praise God, not me. And come, and we have plenty of table service and all kinds of food And feel free to find us at the pavilion, which we have reserved for Beacon of Hope Ministries tomorrow around 10 until about 2 or later. And that is at Sand Key Beach, right at the edge, at the end of the bridge that goes from Clearwater Beach over to Sand Key. It's right there, Sand Key State Park. So we welcome any of you tomorrow. And actually, Angel, Dr. Falzone will be there, as will the rest of our staff and a lot of our people. Everyone is welcome. Betty and Megan, why don't you hop a plane? Come on down.
Let's do
okay.
it.
Okay.
I wish we could.
I wish you could. Betty, you requested this song, and Cedric just told me he found it. Gary Valenciano, and it just goes right along with this show perfectly. Lead Me, Lord.
No other hope that I can lean upon. Lead me, Lord. Lead me all my life. Walk by me. Walk by me across the lonely roads that I may face. Take my arms and let your hand show me the way. Show the way to live inside your heart. All my days, all my life, you are my light. You're the lamp upon my feet. All the time, my Lord, I need you.
Beautiful song. Thank you, Betty, for bringing that to the show today. I love that. That fits in with our theme today, letting God lead us through those difficult moments and the wonderful moments in our lives. Let's go to Psalm 25. I love that song. That's become one of my new favorites. So let's go to Psalm 25 and look at the words of David. And it starts out in the NIV, New American Standard. It says, "Unto thee, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Don't let my enemies rejoice over me." You know, I want to get to know you more. Let's look down at verse 4 of Psalm 25 in the Message Bible. It goes along with the first song we played today. Show me how you work. Show me how you work, God. School me in your ways. Take me by the hand. And that goes right along with that song we just played. Lead me, God. Lead me, Lord. And these verses in Psalm 25 are right on. Show me how you work, God. School me in your ways. I love the Message Bible here. Take me by the hand. Lead me down the path of truth. You are my Savior, aren't you? Mark the milestones of your mercy and love, God. Rebuild the ancient landmarks. Forget that I sowed wild oats. Ha, David, I love this. Mark me with your sign of love. Plan only the best for me, God. Verse 8 of Psalm 25. God is fair and just. He corrects the misdirected and sends them in the right direction. He gives the rejects his hand, and leads them. There it is again. There's that word. And leads them step by step. Some of you out there may feel like a reject in some way. But look at verse 10 of Psalm 25. From now on, every road you travel will take you to God. Follow the covenant signs and read the charted directions. Whoa, I think this is huge. Let's go back to verse 4, Megan. Show me how you work, God. School me in your ways. I love the Message Bible in that translation because it just brings it home for all of us to understand.
Well, it does, and that should be part of your prayer on a daily basis. Lord, show me your ways.
Yeah.
But you should also be willing to accept his ways, even if they're not what you want out of the situation.
There you go. Yeah.
Because when you ask to be schooled in his ways, you know, it may be that you have to go through something that you don't want to go through so that you can come out on the other side
right,
stronger in your faith and more mature, just as we were talking about earlier. And, you know, so many of us, if we could just say those words and mean it, our lives would be changed.
I think so often, Megan, we mean it for the moment. Lord, show right. me, lead me here, teach me here. But when the going gets tough, a lot of times people get running back to the thing that will dull their pain, whatever that might be. Betty, talk to me about that, because I think a lot of times when we're faced with the challenge and, let's say, the opportunity to learn something from the suffering or the trial that we're in, we want to go back to our comfort zone. We want to go back to, you know, our foxhole, so to speak, and kind of bury our head in the sand and be an old ostrich, you know?
You know, and I hate to say this, that's the coward's way out.
Right, but it is. Yeah, it is.
But we do that to try to succumb to the pain.
Right.
We come to a T in the road, and we don't know which way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Or you reach a dead end, and you think, okay, the only way, there's no other way for me to go. Well, once
right.
you reach rock bottom,
yeah.
it gives you an opportunity to push off
yes.
and reach up and grab the hand of the Lord.
Yes, it does.
He knows you, whether you realize it or not. He knows you inside and out.
He does.
And he wants you to embrace him. He
mm-hmm.
wants you to walk with him and talk with him and be closer. It's just like you guys were talking about, like being a parent. You know, sometimes we have to school our children, and it's not what they want, but we've been there. We've
right.
done that. And it's like we don't want to see them go down the same path that we went down.
Boy, isn't that true.
And our Heavenly Father
has been down that road, and he doesn't want us to go down some roads in our life.
Right.
And he may shut a door. And you think, well, why did he do that? Well, we may not know it in this lifetime, the reason why he shut that door. But you know what? He opened another one that was more glorious. And we see on the other side, now I see. Because if I'd have opened that other door, Lord, it would have led me down a road of destruction. But the door that you opened for me gave me more joy and happiness than I could ever contain.
Amen. And I think the truth that you just spoke is found in verse 6 of Psalm 25. Mark the milestones of your mercy and love, God. Rebuild the ancient landmarks. And God is fair and just in verse 8. He corrects the misdirected and sends them in the right direction. That is huge right here. God knows what's best for us. And when we are misdirected, can we be misdirected by people in our lives? Absolutely. Can we be misdirected by influences that are not the best for us? Yes. Can people, you know, help us have these extended pity parties? I can't even say it here. I believe so often that people they jump around that negativity thing. We talked about that a few weeks ago, didn't we, Megan? Talk to me about this. I love this when he says here, he corrects the misdirected and sends them in the right direction. That's true leading us into paths of righteousness.
Well, you know, sitting here thinking about that, it's like I see, you know, the old Twister game with the spin.
Oh yeah,
with the spinning wheel that you flip it around.
Megan, you know, we played that when I was in high school. Do you still is that game still out there? That was when I was in high school.
Of course it is. I used to play it when I was young, but I don't know if they still do. But you know, we're all aging, so
speak for yourself.
yeah, I will. I'm aging.
Okay.
And I'm doing it gracefully.
There you go.
Anyway, why I was talking about that is because it's like instead of just following right behind God, we choose to live our lives like one of those spinners. Like we just get up in the morning and we just flip it, and it's like, well, where do we need to go today? Because we're so worried about what's going to happen, what we need to do. We need to have this plan. We need to do this. We need to do that. I used to be that way. I mean, wholeheartedly, it's like I'm a planner. I need to know what's going on. But when Grayson happened, I was stopped in my tracks.
Right.
And it was a good thing because I am better for it today than I was then.
Amen.
And it was a growing experience for me. And I am so glad that my misdirected life came into alignment.
Praise God. Amen. Yeah.
Because when you are out there and you're misdirected, when you depend on other people or you depend on substance abuse or you depend on another person here on earth to get you through your day or to help you through something, that's being misdirected.
Well,
the only positive direction that we are going to get is from God. And that's where you learn by going to church, being in the Word,
right?
And asking God, just like in the Psalms that you just read, Lord, show me your way.
Right.
And when you stop spinning the wheel and you stop making 360s
right
on a daily basis, you're going to find out how life can be totally, totally different on the other side of it when you walk behind the Lord.
Oh, absolutely. It reminds me of the roundabout out at Clearwater Beach.
Yes.
Remember? We just were there.
Yes.
All of us were just there, right? And if there were no posted signs as to who's to yield and who's to go, what a disaster that would be. I think roundabouts are hard as it is. but at least there's a posted sign. Okay, you yield. Nope, you go. You got the right of way. You know what we're saying?
Yep.
Betty, talk to me about that concept.
Well, if we didn't have clear-cut direction,
right,
we'd all end up in one gigantic, enormous traffic jam on
right
the road. Well, the same thing happens in our life.
Right.
If we don't have clear-cut direction, where are we going to end up? Are we going to end up where we want to go? Are we going to end up where someone told us to go? Are we going to end up where Jesus wants us?
Right.
Because once you get to your destination, it's like, oh, it's just like driving from Indiana to Florida. It's like,
right,
we made it.
Yeah.
But
But that direction that God gives us, when you arrive, you're more at rest, you're more peaceful, there's contentment,
right.
There's excitement about getting there, and because you got there the right way. Now, if we'd have went my way, we'd have probably went up to the Atlantic Ocean, down over and around.
That's why she won't let you drive, Betty.
That's why she won't let you drive.
You can't drive.
That's cute. That's cute. But
it's true.
It all boils down to God has the right parameters. He knows exactly north, south, east, and west of your life. He knows the ups and downs in your life, and he knows what you're going through. You're no different than what maybe someone else is going through. But inadvertently, we like to sulk in our own pity.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I've done it myself years ago. I still do it from time to time. But, you know, you talk about maturity, that I come out of it a lot quicker because I don't want to stay there.
Exactly.
I don't want to stay there. It's my choice. I don't want to be depressed. I don't want to be oppressed. I don't want to be sick.
Right.
I want to be healed. And you know what? When I make that choice and I say, God, here I am, use me, whatever it takes, when I do that, just that little bit of surrender, things change, Marcia.
They do, and I tell you, it so gets us to the point that we realize our weakness in life. You know, we realize, I can't fix this. And when we get to a place where we realize we can't fix something, or we don't know how to find our way out of the box that is that problem, then God is like shouting, hallelujah, they're finally stopped for a moment, you know? Our weakness brings an opportunity for his strength. And to manifest, and for him to lead us out of that roundabout, maybe that had no signs, or that box where we've gotten ourselves into in a big old mess in our lives. And when we're in that mess, God is going, great, praise God, I'm glad you're there, you know? Well, I don't think he says that, but you know what I'm saying. That concept is that he's okay with us getting ourselves into a mess where he has to lead us out of it. Listen to this song by C.C. Winans, one of my favorites. His strength is perfect when my strength is gone.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, but sometimes success to show, no glory of my own, yet in my weakness he is there to let me know. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. When we can't
Praise God. Yes, he will carry us when we can't carry on. And we said right before this song, that's the place God wants us to be. He can't lead us if we don't want to be led. Megan, talk to me about that.
Well, you know, here I am. I have to bring up horses because they're everywhere over here. But
okay. That's what you get for hanging out at horse camp.
That's right. You kind of stink and you're around horses.
There you go.
If you don't have a submissive horse,
right,
then you're not going to get anywhere with it.
Okay.
Because if you have a horse that's stubborn, mm-hmm, and, you know, not going to give in to what you're asking, you're not going to get anywhere with them.
Okay.
Because they're closed-minded. So humans can be the same way.
Oh, absolutely.
If you can be submissive to the Lord's plan, then you will see the peace, the blessings, the joy, everything that he promises us.
Amen.
But if you're of the closed mind and the closed ears and you got the blinders on,
right,
you're not going to see anything.
Right.
Because you're in your own little world.
Right.
And, you know, there's a much greater power here than surviving on your own. And, you know, to whoever needs to hear this, if you're on your own, you're not on your own, because you can turn to the Lord and he can save you and he'll carry you through everything. And, you know, I just wish that, you know, that when they hear it, then they get it in there, but they let it go. I wish they would let it stick.
Right.
Because if you let it stick, you would be in a totally different environment. Totally.
Amen. Different. Mm-hmm. We're going to Romans 8 because it goes along with what you are saying right here, Megan. You're saying that we have to choose to be led by the Spirit of God, right? Verse 14
right.
of Romans 8 says, you know, the children of God are those that are led by the Spirit of God, that choose to allow God to do what he needs to do in them. Romans 8:11 says, if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, then it will give life, which is Zoe, the Greek word there, which means the God kind of life. He'll give life to your mortal bodies. In other words, God will minister life to you in those areas where you are so depressed, so discouraged, so defeated, maybe so addicted, whatever the case may be. If you will allow and understand that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, that's Romans 8:11, lives in you, it gives life to you. I intentionally named my little dachshund Zoe Grace 10 years ago, and she is a pistol, is she not, Betty and Megan? There is nobody like Zoe Grace.
That's a good word for
her. Uh-huh. Zoe Grace monopolizes conversations. She sings on key, which is amazing. She really does, Cedric. She sings on key. You start singing like I sometimes just goof around and sing like the Hallelujah Chorus in my opera voice. And Zoe can actually stay right with you, and which is totally amazing for a dog. But anyway, her name means Zoe, the God kind of life. And she is full of life. Even,
right.
I mean, when you walk in my house, she finds her red ball and sits it down in front of you and then barks. So you play soccer with her. Is that not correct?
Oh, that's totally correct. And she had when we were there, she had Andrew hooked around her little toenail.
Didn't she?
Soccer.
Right.
She is exuberant. She's exuberant for life.
And she
that's
is.
Why, that's even though she's a pistol, I absolutely adore that little dog.
Exactly. So, you know, and if when we realize that this sense of life and excitement, you know, soccer to Zoe never gets old. She plays it 5 or 6, 8 times a day. It never gets old. It's never something she goes, I don't want to play. It's not like that. She plays to her little heart out, and then she runs in and lays down in the air conditioning and relaxes for a few minutes and goes at it again. And my point here, Betty, is what kind of life, Zoe life, do we really have down on the inside of us that we're not taking advantage of?
You know, it's there for our picking.
It is. It's there.
I mean, it's so relevant. It's so right there that if God did that for Jesus, won't Jesus do that for us?
Amen.
And it's amazing because to watch Zoe Grace is that she is so full of life.
Yeah, she's crazy.
She is so full of mischief.
Yeah.
But you know what? She does it because she's joyful.
She is joyful.
She does it because she's happy. And because she's your dog. She, you know what? I still believe this, and people are going to say, boy, she's whacked out today. But you know what? The things that are around you, they see you. They see how you act.
Right.
They see, because you're a product.
Right.
And my animals are a product of the way I act, because they can sense my sadness. If I'm
sure.
sick,
sure,
they can sense those things. So if you're a happy, and that's why Zoe is so happy, because she lives with Pastor Marcia McAllister. Marcia is happy.
I am happy.
You're exuberant. I am.
I gotta admit.
You are, for the most part, yes. You are a very uplifting, joyful, sometimes silly
yes.
person, but that's your dogs. Your dogs are just like you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
They are very silly, yes.
They are very loving and caring, compassionate, and that's what the Lord wants for us.
Amen.
Doesn't he not? He wants us to be happy.
Yes.
He wants us, I mean, most pictures that we see of Jesus with children.
Right.
I mean, these are pictures of children. He's happy.
Right.
He's smiling, and that's...
Oh, that's so right on. And
when children sit on his lap, see yourself sitting on his lap.
Amen.
And when you're sitting on his lap, he's smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's holding you, and he's carrying you. That's what Jesus does, people.
Amen.
He rescues us. He takes care of us because he's our Heavenly Father.
Ooh. That's so true. Romans 8:12. So don't you see that we don't owe this old do-it-yourself life one red cent? So the old way, the Message Bible says here, the old way of living, the do-it-yourself thing, okay, I got to pump myself up and make myself happy. No, no, no. This, we need to start really embracing the resurrection life that is within us and letting God lead you through the hard places in life. It says here in Romans 8:12, there's nothing in that old do-it-yourself life for you. The best thing to do is give it a decent burial and get on with your new life. God's Spirit beckons. There are things to do and places to go. I love that. This resurrection life you receive from God is not a timid, grave-tending life. It's adventurously expectant. Greeting God with a childlike, now I love this, I love this. What's next, Papa? I love this in the Message Bible. What's next, Papa? Hey, God, what are we doing here? Hey, what's going on today? Open your eyes tomorrow morning and say, what's next, Papa? What you got in store for today? I want you to lead me through this day. Megan, talk to me about that.
Oh, well, I can attest to burying the old and starting in the new, because
right.
when I came home from the hospital, I have to tell you, I had a tough time because I was expecting to come home with a child.
Exactly.
And
yes.
I did it, but that wasn't right. God's plan. And, you know, I remember looking at my dad and saying, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
Right.
And he said, Megan, get up.
Right.
And he hugged me. And as he was hugging me, he said, yes, you do know what to do. And I knew exactly what he meant, Pastor.
Right.
That was to continue to be courageous.
Right.
To continue to be a fighter for the kingdom of God.
Yes, frontline fighter.
There is something to live for.
Right.
And that is him, because we are here to do a work for him.
Amen.
And I am on the path. I want to know what he wants me to do for him.
Right.
And so every day it's a curious type of environment. It's like going for a hike in the woods.
Right.
You know, it's like, what are you going to see? What are you going to show me, God? That's the kind of spirit and that's the kind of heart that we need to have.
Amen.
We need to bury the junk
right.
and start looking up and looking out in front of us and being prepared and telling the Lord that you're of an open mind and an open heart so that he can work through you
so that people can see him through you.
Oh, amen. And as he leads us through each day, the opportunities will be there to pray for somebody or to just smile at them or to just realize that they have fewer groceries than you and let them go ahead of you or, you know, whatever those opportunities are, they're going to be there in our daily life. Betty, talk to me about that before we get to this next song.
Well, you know, God puts opportunities in front of us every day. What we do with them, again, is our choice.
It's our choice.
If we want to let the person behind us that only has, like, a bag of apples and a bottle of water, you graciously let them go ahead of you. That makes you feel good inside. Well, that's what God does. When we take that opportunity that he gives us and we act on it,
right?
It's immediately he responds by saying, well done. Great, you know, I
yes.
can hear him. Yes, you know, that's just like a Poppy. That's
right.
just like
Poppy.
A dad. That's like
right.
a father, like Poppy.
Yes.
Then you look and you say, okay, God, what can I do next?
Yes.
Because
yes.
you've got such joy, or giving someone at a restaurant a little bit extra because you had a little bit of extra money in your pocket.
Right.
And you give it to them, and they come out into the parking lot. And they have tears in their eyes, and they said, why did you do this? And you tell them, because the Lord told me to.
Right.
You just witnessed to that one person.
Ooh.
And it made them think about Jesus.
Amen.
And they were having a bad day.
Yeah.
But Jesus, our Lord God, our Poppy,
yes.
gave us an opportunity, and we acted on it.
Amen. And you know what? When the Message Bible translates this, what's next, Papa? That really is, in the original Greek, that word there is really Abba, Daddy, Father. So what it's talking about is when, you know, growing up in Central America, people call their parents Poppy and their mama Mommy, Mommy and Poppy. Okay. And when you just said that term, Betty, it reminded me of that, hearing that all my life, Poppy, you know. And when we look at God in that respect, that he is a loving Heavenly Father that wants to lead us through the storm, that wants to help us get out of our depression, our discouragement, our defeat, our financial mess, or, you know, whatever is going on in our lives that's dragging us down, when we realize he is the loving Heavenly Father, Daddy, God, Abba, Father, Poppy. We wake up in the morning. What's next? What do you have for today, Papa? What do you have? I love that. Megan, comment on that before we go to this song.
Well, you know, I had a meeting with a genetics team at Cincinnati Friday. Confused.
Okay.
And, you know, they were asking me how everybody does. Are you okay? How are you getting through this?
Sure.
And my response has always been God.
Right.
And the lady looked at me and she said, well, besides that, seriously, how are you? And it's like I looked at her because I kind of shook my head, like I couldn't believe that she said that, because it's like she was dismissing the fact that I brought up the name God.
Right.
And I said, yes, I'm fine, because God is my strength.
Right.
And it put her back because she didn't know how to respond.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know what to say. And that's the type of response that we should have, is that, yes, I'm getting through it because God is my strength. Because I myself, speaking for myself, I am a human. I need my Abba Father. I need God, because without him, I would not be sitting here talking on the radio today
right.
in the manner that I am. I would not have any strength whatsoever. It's all him. And that's what people need to realize, is their own strength is not going to carry them through this life. It will fail them. God will never fail you.
Amen. Just like the song we played a few minutes ago, his strength is perfect when my strength
right.
is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Are there going to be times in your life where you feel like you have no strength and you have no clue how you're going to get it through the day, or how you're going to get through the mess you're in, and the anxiety begins to mount and the panic and the fear? This is exactly when we need to look up and say, okay, Lord, lead me through this. I love Psalm 23:4. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Through it. We don't stay in it. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, which is symbolic of his word, and thy staff, that's symbolic of the Spirit of God, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God's word and his presence in our lives bring comfort to us when we're in that storm. We need to be led out of the storm into that green pasture. Listen to this song by the group Down Here, Calmer of the Storm. It's track six. Let's use it on 273.
Wrong, the day has passed and nothing's done. When the whole world seems against me, when I'm rolling in my bed, there's a storm in my head. I'm afraid of sinking in despair. Teach me, Lord, to have faith in what you're bringing me will change my life and bring you glory. Hail on the storm, I am learning to let go of the will that I so long to control. I'm amazed at the power of your will. 'Cause I'm a child of little faith. I feel the wind and forget your grace. And you say, peace be still. Teach me, Lord, to have faith in what you're bringing.
What a great song. I just love that. Oh, may I not put my trust in me, but there in your arms, there's no tragedy because God, you're leading me right through the situation that I'm in. Betty, talk to me about that. I love that song. Calmer of the Storm. Woo.
I think that's my new favorite song.
Is it? Okay. It's by the group Down Here. Kind of an interesting
name.
Well,
I'll tell you what, it's, there's just some songs that really hit home or
right.
Minister, that if you can't pick up the Bible or if you don't have the Bible on your iPad or your smartphone or whatever, pick up a music track or turn into a radio station that plays Christian music. And a lot of times, music, like I was saying, will soothe the savage beast.
It will,
It will calm you and it will minister to you. There's a, if I could take just 30 seconds to read this.
Go ahead.
there is one of the things that you gave me, which has just been a actually Nan gave this to me, that Jesus is calling.
Oh, yeah.
This is for someone out there today. The world is too much with you, my child. Your mind leaps from problem to problem to problem, tangling your thoughts in anxious knots. When you think like that, you leave me out of your worldview and your mind becomes darkened. Though I yearn to help, I will not violate your freedom. I stand silently in the background of your mind, waiting for you to remember that I am with you.
Ooh.
When you turn from your problems to my presence, your load is immediately lighter. Circumstances may not have changed, but we carry your burdens together. Your compulsion to fix everything gives way to deep, satisfying connection with me, which is Jesus. Together, we can handle whatever this day brings.
Wow, that's great. And isn't that the truth? And don't we have a compulsion to fix everything? And I think that the more we realize that we have to become more dependent on God and less dependent on our own abilities and our own ideas, the better life's going to be. Megan, talk to me about that. I mean, really, this whole walk of God with God is one of dependence, learning to be so dependent and so surrendered to Him that when we are facing these big challenges, like what you and Ben have just gone through and are still going through, when we're facing these big challenges, we are saying, God, I don't know how I'm going to get through it, but you know what you're going to do and help me with each step of the way.
And that's totally true, because even now, in the aftermath of what has happened, we are trying to find out the whys of what happened to Grayson. And we're also trying to look into why genetically that CDH happened.
Right.
And we had that meeting, and I don't mean to cry, but I know why we're going through this, because it's another... it's another form of submission.
Yes.
It's another form of letting God lead your life, because He's the only one that's going to determine what happens to us.
Right.
And we're trying to find out if we have are able to have another child.
Right.
Will it have CDH, or will it have this, or will it have that?
Right.
And we're not getting answers. And my husband looked at me Thursday when we left the meeting, and he said, Megan... and I felt this way before the meeting, but he confirmed it to me. My own husband said, what if we don't get this approved? What if we don't get to do these tests? He said it's another form of submission to the Lord.
So that
He knows that we are willing to let Him control the outcome,
yes,
of whatever is,
yes,
going to happen.
Yes.
It's not, we can't determine whether we're going to have another child, and neither can scientific doctors that work,
right,
in the genetics department.
Right.
It has to be God.
Right.
So me speaking of this is, I am of a scientific mind. I want to know the possibilities of having another child with that disorder. But I wonder, and I think in my spirit, I don't think I will be able to find out, because it's another faith,
right,
test for me.
It's
another trial, mm-hmm, for me. It's another form of submission.
Yes, it
and
is.
And just like my dog Sadie, it's another form of submission in,
right,
my life.
Right.
That I have to have faith and let her go.
Right.
Because that's His plan.
Right.
And I have to submit to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have to realize, is that we have to submit. Utter submission, even though it crushes us, we have to do it.
We have to do
and
it.
And while I was hearing that song, the Lord gave me a word, and I want to read it before we get off the air.
Go ahead.
He said, let me in. Give me the key. You no longer have to live a sorrow life. There is a life, I promise you, in eternity. You can be joyous in your life on this earth. There is beauty where you are. There is sunshine in every storm. Don't cast me out. Let me in, my child. I long to hold you up always. When you let me lead, no circumstance will crush you.
Amen.
Live a safe life in my arms.
Woo! Praise God. That is right on, Megan.
Oh,
woo,
man.
Right. Beautiful. On. I mean, you know what? This is one of the keys to victory in our lives, just letting go and letting God. We've heard it for years, right? Let go and let God. But this is what it is. Let Him lead us through the day, through those difficult moments. Betty, comment on this. We're winding down here.
if I can. It's so cool to hear your daughter give words of knowledge and words of encouragement that
yes,
God's
it is.
Given her. It just, it's a,
I thought she was my daughter. She's your daughter? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be darned. And I always thought she was
my... She has some of your crazy characteristics.
I know. I don't get that.
No, I have to claim full responsibility for that, my dear.
Okay.
But, you know, what is so cool is that God loves each and every one of us.
Yes,
the
he
same.
Does.
No matter where you are, what you've done, where you think you're going, let him lead your life.
Right.
Let him give you clear-cut direction.
Right.
And I know some people out there are facing some tumultuous circumstances at this point.
Right.
Give them to God right now. Tell him that you need his help, and he'll be right there for you through thick and thin, through rain, storm, sleet, just like the mailman. Jesus
right.
is always there.
He is.
And he is the joy of my life.
Amen.
Without him, I would not be here.
Amen. Cedric, I'm going to ask you, let's see if you can hear me just a minute. We got a lot going on here because we're getting ready to start the memorial. You want to get his attention? Okay. Cedric? We're going to use, instead of our normal ending song today, we're going to go back to track 271, track 5 on it, Show Me Your Ways Again, because I really believe that sums up what we've been saying here today. And the bottom line is that when we are led by the Spirit of God, that's Romans 8:14, then we're really children of His. I mean, yes. That's what he says to us. Come on, be led by the Spirit of God. Let him show you, leading you through that time of suffering. That and we started off the show. If you missed that, you're going to have to catch it on our website tomorrow. But Jesus said in Luke chapter 9 to embrace suffering. Don't run from it, because in the suffering, in the trial, in the temptation, the circumstance that you're going through, God is going to teach you all about himself and the way he works. He's going to teach you his nature. He's going to teach you how to go from point A to point B when we don't know how to get to point B because of what we're going through is so painful. Megan, talk to me. Give us your final words here about all this today. And I just, what a good show. God always blesses us with anointed times in the Word and in conversation. I thank God for that. Go ahead, Meg.
Oh, he does. Well, you know, I just have to say that what is happening after the show today there at the radio station is the celebration of life of Dave.
Right.
And, you know, that's what our lives should be about. They should
yes.
be a daily celebration.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
you know, Dave is in eternity. He is in a beautiful place.
Right.
And when we lose a loved one, it should be about a celebration, because they are, you know, they're in heaven with the Lord. And
Amen.
There's no greater place. And I just want to say blessings to his family. And I hope that yes. a lot of people show up and are blessed. And I hope that a lot of people are blessed by listening to this radio broadcast, because there are answers when you fall on your knees and you give up everything you have for him.
Amen.
There's answers on your knees.
Amen.
Amen.
And we're having a celebration of Grayson's life on July 26th, are we not, in Richmond, Indiana?
We definitely are. We
yes,
definitely
and I'd be,
are.
I'm honored to be there with you for that. Betty, give us a final thought here.
Well, today, during the celebration of Dave's life, today, Marcia, give him Jesus, because there are some people that need him.
Absolutely.
More than they've ever needed him before. And bless you for being able to be there and to comfort their family and to give them joy, peace, and hope in knowing that Dave is looking down on them. At the heavenly radio station.
And, that's right, downtown
giving,
Dave.
Yeah,
he's
right.
uptown
giving,
now. He's uptown
right.
now.
Yeah, you know what he's telling him now?
Right.
Listen,
Yeah, listen. That's right. Listen. Amen. Well, praise God. Thank you, Betty and Megan. You're always wonderful. Appreciate you joining us today. And if you're in the area and want to join us for Dave's Memorial, it's starting in just about 5 minutes right here on the grounds at the radio station and in the back of the restaurant, Naughty Nancy's, that we connect. And so that's where we'll be. You won't be able to miss us. There's a tent, etc. And that's today at 5 o'clock. Tomorrow at Sand Key Beach, our group, Beacon of Hope Ministries, and a lot of friends and family will be gathering for a wonderful picnic under the pavilion there, and beach party with a tent set up, and we will be baptizing anybody. If you're in our local area and want to join us, you're welcome. You don't have to tell us you're coming. Just show up, and we will be sure that you are fed and you have a great time with the family of God at Beacon of Hope Ministries. We are located at Drew and 19, basically. It's 21933. U.S. Highway 19 North. I forgot the street here. 21933 U.S. Highway 19 North. Basically at the corner of Drew and 19, right near Best Buy. And you can find us, good directions by going to our website, bohmglobal.com. And also, if you're coming to our beach party tomorrow, take East Bay Drive all the way to Gulf Boulevard to avoid the roundabout that we talked about earlier in the show, to avoid the roundabout in Clearwater Beach. You want to avoid that at all costs tomorrow. So take East Bay Drive all the way to Gulf, and then take hang a right on Gulf Boulevard up to the State Park at Sand Key. Come in there. You can't miss us. We're the ones that have the pavilion reserved, and we will all be there and having a great time, baptize you and feed you and just give you a good time. So let's go back to that song, Cedric. This has been Pastor Marcia, Betty, and Megan from Beacon of Hope Ministries, Living the Good Life. Tune into our website, BOHM Global, to get some past shows. Show me your ways.
Show me your ways.
TAN Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.